Currently, the federal government chips in only about 10% toward the cost of public education. But even that small amount is more than the federal government used to contribute. University of Akron political scientist Stephen Brooks says that change came in the second half of the 20th century.
As society grew, and however, as it became more complex, there felt there needed to be some role for the federal government in dealing with education.
Brooks says the real launching point for the federal education initiatives was Sputnik. You know, the Soviet satellite that beat the Americans in the race to orbit the Earth, and then America suddenly wanted more scientists. The 2012 Republican candidates all think the federal government has been overreaching into education ever since. Some more than others.
If you care about your children, you'll get the federal government out of the business of educating our kids.
That was candidate Ron Paul during one of the many Republican debates. He's probably the most vocal of the GOP bunch when it comes to cutting back on federal funding for schools. In fact, he wants to eliminate the U.S. Department of Education. In an interview with MSNBC last year, Paul said people shouldn't take federally supported education for granted.
You have a right to your life and you have a right to your property, but you don't have an education isn't a right. Medical care is not a right. These are things that you have to earn.
Newt Gingrich has been singing a similar tune. Here he is at a GOP debate hosted by Fox late last year, criticizing the Bush-era No Child Left Behind Act and the federal government's increasing role in education.
The correct answer is to radically reduce the Department of Education, cut out all federal regulations, return the money and the power back home to the states. But I would say to the states, it would be good for them to shrink their departments of education and return the power back to the local county boards, and then let parents and teachers and students get back to learning.
All of the candidates think it'd be better to have more school choice. That means more charter schools, voucher programs, and support for homeschooling. Rick Santorum homeschools his 7 children and has been a consistent critic of the public school system. Here he is campaigning in Columbus in mid-February.
Yes, the government can help. But the idea that the federal government should be running schools, frankly, much less that the state government should be running schools, is anachronistic. It goes back to the time of industrialization of America when people came off the farms where they did homeschool or have the little neighborhood school and into these big factories. So we built equal factories called public schools. And while those factories, as we all know in Ohio and Pennsylvania, have fundamentally changed, the factory school has not.
Of course, when it comes to education, the Republican candidates do not leave the teachers' unions out of the conversation. Cutting back on union power is just about the only use Mitt Romney can see for the Federal Department of Education.
I believe that there is a role in the federal government to push back against the federal teachers' unions and to instead allow localities and states to take leadership of schools, to run the schools on behalf of the kids, not on behalf of the teachers' union.
During the campaign, education has taken a back seat to another issue.
Well, first of all, you have to get the economy rolling again.
We're on the road to fiscal insanity.
What made in the USA to be the moniker under my administration?
What's happening in the economy is the most important thing that America faces.
But political scientist Stephen Brooks says all the talk about fixing a broken economy is exactly why education is such an important issue for the presidential candidates.
Certainly the founding fathers really believed in public education because they felt that if the entire country was not educated, then we would not have a thriving and exciting democracy. I think the second area why education is important to us in a national election and thinking of it as a country is that over the past 10 to 15 years, the importance of education in terms of producing good jobs and producing a strong economy has really become more important.
Brooks says education and a thriving economy have only grown more intertwined over the years as low-skilled jobs slip away and employers demand more degrees and higher levels of education than ever before. For State Impact Ohio, I'm Ida Liaskovsky.